Hello everyone, this is LS, your hostess. And no, not the letter L, E-L-L-E, L. Welcome to the Seven Keys podcast. In the last episode, Ash and Jax went into the first portal and started looking around for the first protector. They found a map, and the two siblings decided to check out a creepy and, as they had heard, dangerous forest. Soon after journeying inside, though, Ash heard a suspicious noise. Ash leaned against a tree. "I don't get it. We haven't seen anyone so far, and now we're completely lost." Jax sighed. "I don't get it either." Then his head snapped up. "Wait, what if you were right, and the protector isn't even in the forest after all?"
"That could be," Ash said, taking out her sketchbook and sketching the landscape. She had already drawn 17 landscapes. So far, they hadn't helped in any way.
"But," Jack started.
"But what?" Ash asked.
"But we're lost, and we can't get out of the forest to check somewhere else, and the phone battery died, so we don't have any map."
"Exactly," said Jax.
Ash groaned. "I knew I should have gone to get supplies. I could have gotten a charger and water bottles and food and about a billion other things."
Ash tucked her sketchbook into her backpack.
Jack suddenly screamed, "Ashley, duck!" And before she could even process what he was saying or the fact that he used her full name, something he only did in emergencies, an arrow sliced the air and it was aimed right at her.
Cold liquid rushed down Ash's throat, and her eyes fluttered open.
"Oh, good. She's alive," someone said, exhaling.
Ash looked up to see a teenage girl with golden hair. It was pulled into a ponytail, but a bunch of loose curls encircled her head like a halo. The girl pushed a slightly rusty metal cup into Ash's hands. She sat up and drank the rest of the cool water in the cup.
"Who are you?" Ash croaked out, and she started coughing. The girl offered more water.
"My name is Kelos," said the girl, tightening her ponytail. Ash noticed the ponytail holder was made of woven grass.
Or was it vines?
"Who are you?"
"Ash Reed," Ash managed to say.
"I'm sorry I shot you," Kelos said.
"Wait, shot her? Oh, right, the arrow.
Thankfully, it was only a tranquilizer. I didn't know if you were friend or foe. I didn't realize you were the Challenger."
"Challenger?"
Ash wondered, trying to stand. Her legs were too wobbly, so she sat back down.
"What's a Challenger?"
Kelos stared at her like she was crazy. "Are you the Challenger, then?"
"I don't know what you mean," Ash said, confused. She took another drink of water.
Kelos sighed. "I wasn't expecting a kid. Maybe some adults in training for the job, but you're here for the test, aren't you?"
"Oh," Ash said, and her spirits lifted.
"Yeah," she exclaimed. She had accidentally found the first protector.
"But where's Jax?" Ash asked.
"Jax?" Kelos asked, pulling out her bow and stretching an arrow across it.
"Friend or foe?"
"Friend," Ash promised. "He's my brother. He's helping me with the tests and everything. Our parents disappeared in this trapdoor thing, so we need all 7 keys."
"Yeah, I know." Kelos rolled her eyes. "I am a protector, after all."
"So what's the test, and where's Jax?" Ash asked.
"Oh, I'm right here," Jax said, waving as he walked up from behind a tree. "I went to go get you water, since I drank the whole bottle."
He stopped when he saw Ash with the cup. "Whoops, I didn't know Kelos had water."
"Wait, you two are like best buddies now?" Ash asked teasingly.
"No, we just met," Jax said. "We bonded by our mutual love of caring for others."
Ash rolled her eyes.
"How nice."
Jax grinned. "Just kidding."
"Did you know she's the protector?" Ash asked Jax.
"Of course," Jax said casually.
"Well, are we going to do the test?" Kelos asked the two siblings.
"First, I have to see if I can stand," Ash said, and to her surprise, she could.
Perfect. Let's get right to it," Kelos said. And before Ash could respond and say she needed a little time to recover, Kelos yelled, "Think fast!" and threw a spear straight at her. Thankfully, Ash dropped to the ground just in time.
Whew!
Kelos quickly picked up the spear and threw it at Jax this time with another, "Think fast!" Jax did a little yelp and pulled himself up onto a tree branch.
Kelos nodded in approval. "Nicely done."
Ash raised an eyebrow.
"So it's over?"
Kelos laughed.
"Not even close.
Now can you guess what the test is on?"
"Dodging?"
Jax asked, dropping from the branch.
"Speed?"
Ash guessed. Close, Kalos said, scrambling up the tree and hanging down from it. Agility.
Ah, said Jax, nodding.
So what do we have to do?
Well, you can start by keeping up with me, said Kalos, and she started running in and out of the trees.
Wait, Ash yelled, trying to follow her.
Wait!
I can't wait. This is the test,
Kalos yelled back, even though the siblings couldn't hear her.
Come on, Jax, Ash told him,
and then they started running in the direction of her voice. Well, what they thought was her voice.
Climb up the tree, Jax puffed after a while, and Ash scrambled up.
She saw Kalos a few trees away.
She's there, Ash yelled.
She jumped off of the tree, and the siblings ran after her.
After 5 more minutes of running, they finally reached a clearing. Ash collapsed on the ground, panting.
Jax leaned against a tree and moaned.
Why do you two look so drained? Kalos asked with a smirk.
That was only the very beginning of the test.
Ash groaned.
Nice to know.
You want to see the prize?
said Kalos, and without waiting for an answer, she flicked her wrist, and a clear case floated into the air. A bronze key shaped like an arrow was nestled in red velvet on the bottom of the case.
The agility key, said Kalos with a grin.
Now are you more motivated?
Yeah, Jax said, his eyes widening as he looked at the key.
That thing has to be worth, like, $5 billion.
Ash elbowed him.
Money's all you can think about?
No, I'm just saying,
Jax said.
Whatever floats your boat, Ash said, then turned back to Kalos.
What's next in the test?
Archery. Kalos tossed Jax and Ash 2 bows and quivers full of arrows.
Jax eagerly stretched an arrow onto the bow.
Where do I shoot? He asked.
Kalos disappeared for a second and came back with 2 targets, which she moved in front of the siblings.
All right, shoot here.
Jax started shooting like a pro, hitting every target.
He had earned his archery merit badge a year ago.
Ash waited awkwardly for a few minutes before Kalos asked,
Well, you gonna shoot?
Ash blushed. Well, the thing is...
Let me guess, Kalos said, watching Jax shoot another bullseye.
You don't know how to do archery?
Ash blushed even more.
No, I don't.
Kalos said, Okay, I'll teach you.
For the next 10 minutes, while Jax was collecting his arrows to shoot again, Kalos, the master archer, showed Ash the basics of archery. After another 10 minutes, Ash got 1 bullseye, 4 arrows just barely on the target, and a handful of arrows that had missed the target entirely.
Exhausted, she set her bow down.
Can we move on yet?
Kalos crossed her arms over her chest.
Not until you get 4 bullseyes in a row, at least.
4? Ash exclaimed. She had made 1 in 20 minutes of practice. How was she supposed to shoot 4 in a row?
Jax walked over to her and whispered something in her ear.
The secret to shooting bullseyes is being confident.
Then he went back to his target and continued shooting.
Ash pondered this for a minute. Being confident was Jax's trick to shooting perfectly?
She could try that.
I'm totally going to hit a bullseye, Ash said, forcing a smile.
She aimed straight for the center of the target, and her eyes just about popped out of their sockets as she hit a bullseye.
Jax grinned. Told ya.
Now you just need 3 more, said Kalos, taking a small notepad out of her messenger bag and scribbling something on it.
Scores, maybe?
Ash exhaled and then told herself another positive, confident message.
Thwack.
It hit the side and fell down.
Don't give up, Ash, Jax yelled. You can do it.
Ash calmed down and then said, out loud this time, I will hit 4 bullseyes in a row. And she hit the center of the target.
I will hit it again, Ash said, and hit another bullseye.
Just 2 more, she thought. I can do this. A 3rd bullseye.
But just as she was about to shoot her last arrow, Kalos stepped in front of the target.
Wait, there's a trick for this last shot.
You have to step backwards, let's say 4 steps.
What? Ash exclaimed.
Well, it's just to test you further, Kalos said with a grin.
Ash sighed but took 4 steps backwards, then aimed the arrow straight at the target.
Then she shot.
She held her breath as the arrow sliced through the air, heading right for the center, until the wind blew and it strayed.
No!
She yelled as the arrow flew in the complete opposite direction of her target.
But then she hit a bullseye on Jax's target.
Ash laughed, relieved.
I did it!
Kalos put a finger on her chin.
I guess you did. I mean, I didn't specify it had to hit your own target.
Congrats, Ash. You passed.
Ash exhaled. Whew, that's a relief.
So, do we get the key now? Jax asked excitedly.
Nope, said Kalos, and Ash groaned.
Seriously? After all this?
Kalos held up a finger.
Be patient, challengers. There's just 1 last part of the test.
She snapped her fingers, and the clear case holding the key vanished. Ash gasped. The key is hidden somewhere at the end of the forest, Kalos said. Your job is to find it and retrieve it. Once it reaches the clearing, the case will automatically dissolve and you can bring the key back to the trapdoor. Are you ready, challengers? Ash and Jax nodded. On your marks. Get set, go, Kalos yelled, and the two siblings raced out of the clearing and into the trees. Let's split up, Jax yelled. Ash wasn't thinking clearly, so instead of saying Jax might get lost, she said, okay, and kept running. The two siblings weaved through the trees, not sure of where they were going. But soon, Ash could see glints of light coming from a certain direction, and so she followed it. She was relieved when she and Jax finally reached the clearing and saw the key. But then a growl rang out, the same sound Ash had heard when they had just started walking through the forest. She whipped around to see a huge bear coming straight for them. Saliva glistened on its huge teeth. It reared up and roared an earth-shaking roar.
Don't move, Ash whispered to Jax, who was shaking hard.
I'm trying, Jax squeaked.
Jax, Ash, stay calm, yelled a voice. It was Kalos. They could hear thwack thwacking as she used a sword to slice through the forest to get to them. But the plan didn't work, and Kalos still wasn't there. The bear roared again and then lunged for Jax. Before Ash could even think of what she was doing, she lunged in front of Jax.
No!
She yelled, and time seemed to stop for a second, until she fell down, knocking Jax to the ground too. Ash was dead. There was another deafening roar. Wait, Ash wouldn't hear the roar if she was dead. She opened one eye as the bear fell back into the trees. Kalos grabbed a long leaf and wiped her sword off, then sheathed it. Jax crawled out from under Ash.
What just happened? He asked weakly.
Kalos turned to them. The most fearsome wanted bear in the whole forest just came and attacked you. She held the two up. Ash, that was the most amazing, selfless thing I've ever seen. You jumped in front of the bear knowing that you would probably die, but you were willing to save your brother. She shook her head. That alone is enough to pass my test. Ash leaned against a tree, her heart pounding. So you killed the bear?
Yep. Kalos smiled. I'll have bear meat for a week. Well, I would have it for way longer, but it'll go bad, so...
Jack suddenly reached over and hugged Kalos. Thank you for saving Ash. Then he hugged Ash. And thank you for saving me.
Kalos smiled and took Ash and Jax's hands in hers.
Let's go back to the clearing. When they reached the clearing, the case dissolved just like Kalos had said. Ash and Jax watched, wide-eyed, as the bronze key dropped into Ash's outstretched hands. It was cool, and it felt magical, powerful.
Well, you beat the agility test, said Kalos.
Take these notes to Exior, will ya? She handed Jax her notepad. Then Kalos whistled, and a purple portal opened up. Just jump through, she instructed, then turned to Ash.
Make sure not to drop that key.
I won't, Ash promised, and was about to jump into the portal when she paused.
Wait, one more thing, Kalos. Do you, by chance, have any food or something for us? We've been without any food for, like, a day, and Exior wouldn't let us get any before we left.
Kalos sighed and shook her head.
That Exior.
He likes being mysterious and didn't want to tell you I had food for you two.
She rolled her eyes and tossed the siblings 3 ham and cheese sandwiches, 2 hot dogs, and a couple energy bars each.
The next protector should give you more.
Jax licked his lips, then paused.
Wait, aren't the cold things going to go bad?
Kalos laughed. Whoops, forgot to mention. They're in special cold wrap. Keeps anything and everything cold, even in 110-degree heat.
Really?
Ash asked, turning the sandwiches around slowly to see the cold wrap more clearly. Except it was clear, so there wasn't really anything to see.
Yeah, said Kalos. Oh, and they're wrapped in feather wrap, too. It makes anything light, so it won't weigh you down on your journey.
Well, thanks, said Jax.
Kalos waved as she disappeared into the trees.
Anytime, challengers. I enjoyed the workout.
Ash tucked the food into her backpack and turned to the portal. She gripped the agility key tightly with one hand, took Jax's hand in the other, and jumped into the swirling purple oblivion.
Well, that's the end of the third episode. I promised you this episode would be longer, and it was. 15 minutes. Wow. Sorry this episode wasn't published on a Tuesday. Podcasters have busy lives, you know?
Anyway, tell me how you liked this episode at ashreadpodcast@gmail.com. If you didn't catch that, that's ashreadpodcast@gmail.com, ashreidpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. LS out.